We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton. I'll go back a couple of weeks to a subject that I broached upon more with Bill Heisinger, but I'll bring it up with you as well. There was some talk over the weekend and last week about the possibility of another government shutdown, another fear of that, various reasons being floated about. You were part of that super committee that tried to hammer out a budget deal a couple of years ago. The sequester came through in March, and now that seems to be at the center of another discussion. It looks as if Capitol Hill, once you guys get back to work in earnest in September, you got a month to try to get a new budget hammered out, and there might be some differences along the way. Do you see that or no?
Well, I don't really see a shutdown. Yeah, it's out there for sure on the horizon when Congress returns right after Labor Day. But my sense is that we're likely to see probably about a 30-day extension of current levels funding, or what we call a continuing resolution, a CR, that doesn't have any increases in spending and just continues everything for about 30 days. I think that's likely to be one of the scenarios that's played out, which then allows members on both sides to really sit down in earnest and figure out how this ought to go. A shutdown is in no one's best interest. A terrible disruption. You know, can you imagine Social Security checks or veterans, disability, our troops overseas and their spouses here? I mean, air traffic controllers, I mean, where does the list stop? So it's in everyone's best interest to sit down, figure this thing out, maybe have a 30-day cooling off period with a 30-day extension, which is often happens, regardless of whether the Republicans or Democrats are in charge, and really try to get this thing concluded.
It just seems as if it's more political posturing than anything else, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of threats, let's face it. But you know, the bottom line is, I went through a shutdown back in, what, 94, I guess it was. Nobody wins. And you put really the most vulnerable in a really tough shape, people that are living paycheck to paycheck, seniors, et cetera. I mean, you just can't imagine the negative impact, let alone the credit rating and everything else. I mean, it shouldn't happen. We should not allow this to happen. And so a 30 or 45-day extension to allow us to figure this thing out, I think, is probably the course that we're going to be on when Congress comes back after Labor Day.
Talking with Congressman Fred Upton, a story that our friends down at WKZO alerted us to is a group called the Kalamazoo Nonviolent Opponents to War. They're going to be protesting outside of your Kalamazoo office today to draw attention to the dangers of nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons is something nobody wants in terms of, you know, we don't want to see people blowing each other up with the A-bombs and the like, but protests are, I'm afraid, are just part of the business where you're in and years you've been in. Your offices, be it in Kalamazoo or St. Joseph or elsewhere, seem to be magnets for people who want to get an agenda out and try to get some publicity by marching in front of those offices.
Well, it is. And it's, you know, we're a country of free ideas and free speech, and we welcome that. I don't think that I'll be in the office when they actually come by today. I'm not sure exactly what time they're coming, but we'll look forward to that nonviolent dialogue and exchange, and certainly everyone is entitled to their views, and I would look forward to seeing some of their concerns. Of course, today is the anniversary of the end of the war in Japan, in large part because of the bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Let's talk a little bit real quick about foreign affairs. The concerns about the American embassies in the Middle East continue to be felt. Yemen seems to be a hot point right now. As one that, although you're not on the Intelligence Committee, you know, it's not Mike Rogers, but yet you still keep a pulse on what is going on in those hot corners. There has to be some concerns because from time to time, Al-Qaeda rears its ugly head, and if the U.S. is not prepared, there's going to be some problems.
Well, that's right. And, of course, this story broke really since Congress adjourned, so I've not often they'll provide classified briefings for Congress to let them know what happens, what is happening. And of course, Mike Rogers is from Michigan, is on that, is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, and he is, I'm sure, had a number of briefings, classified, all top secret classified, in the last several days, even since Congress adjourned. But we're all worried about this. Al-Qaeda's got these, you know, these tools that they'd like to use against Western interests. And from everything that I have seen in the press and some of the comments from my colleagues who do, Republican and Democrats, who serve on the Intelligence Committee, I think that the move is, it was very prudent to close these embassies this, for much of this week, and to actually ask all non-emergency Americans to leave the country of Yemen because of the real threat that's not only against them but also other U.S. interests within that region. So let's hope that we can get through this without any violent incident and move forward. But it's clearly a real threat that's aimed at the United States.
Couple more things, Fred Upton, and we'll let you go, and we appreciate you joining us today, as you do pretty much on a regular basis on Tuesday mornings. I don't know whether or not you're aware or have gotten any looked at what a new report from a group of coalition of environmental groups. Report was called Closing the Floodgates, How the Coal Industry is Poisoning Our Water and How We Can Stop It. It claims that 386 coal plants nationwide, 274 are either discharging coal ash or nuclear wastewater. The Holland plant, the BPW plant, is one of those. Also on the list is the Campbell plant up in Port Sheldon Township. It just seems as if it's a report just basically to prop up their get-rid-of-coal stance. And, of course, your office and you being the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, certainly a target for these type of reports, trying to change your mind and other lawmakers' minds about this.
Well, I've not seen the report. I've had a long record in support of all of the above as we try to become energy independent as part of North America. We have an abundance of resources, whether it's safe nuclear or clean coal, renewables like wind and solar, natural gas, all those things. We're a country that's very rich in those resources, and we look to compete with the rest of the world on so many different things. Energy is a huge cost, and if we can reduce those costs here and still yet have a clean environment, that to me is a win-win. And coal has been part of that mix, provides about 50% of our electricity, and you know, I look forward to seeing this report and but I haven't had a chance to see it yet.
Groups such as Earth Justice want to sway you and others in one direction, and apparently groups such as the American Chemistry Council goes in the other direction. They've put out some ads that began today for the next 3 weeks or so, basically saying, commending Congressman Fred Upton and others for his support of policies that will grow the economy and create jobs, and the American Chemistry Council is going in, shall we say, a different direction than maybe Earth Justice.
Yeah, you know, these are independent expenditures. I've actually not seen the ads, so it's hard for me to comment, but it's, you know, again, it goes back to your earlier question. We're a free country. A lot of people are able to express their views on a host of different things, and that's what makes America great.
So we will stop our conversation with the human tug of war that Fred Upton is the actual rope. No, not really. But it seems like a little bit with both sides, because one's pulling you one way, one's pulling you the other.
Yeah. Yeah, again, I just, you know, I haven't seen either side of this particular thing, but I'm sure that I will now that I'm home for the next couple of weeks.
And hopefully it'll be a safe stay at home and a chance for you to relax and recharge the batteries before you go back to work in Washington, right?
Well, we got a lot of different things. I mean, we had the Peach Parade in Coloma this last week, and the Blueberry Parade is coming up this week. I mean, there's a lot of events throughout the district, and it's, you know, when you commute back and forth to Washington every week, by not having to do that, that's 12 hours a week. It takes 6 hours one way to get back and forth, or 12 hours round trip. So it's nice to really be home for a month and do all the different things and service clubs, the plant tours, a number of different meetings, really catch up with people here before we go back to Washington for votes right after Labor Day.